Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 7 regarding Timothy Dennison, D-E-N-N-I-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Dennison as described in my report of 7-7-19. Pretty is now a 51-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on T-27-18. Pretty was holding a pipe that, unknown to him, was under pressure. Pretty had exploded and threw him across the room, causing injury to his right knee. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of damage of the bursal sac, for which he underwent 2 surgical procedures. Period. He's not receiving any active treatment. Period. Since evaluated here, he denies any further treatment or testing. Period. However, he states about a year ago, he felt his knee getting more sore and reported it to his attorney. Pretty was advised to hold off until 2022 before seeking additional treatment. Period. This is what brings him here today. Period. In paragraph, he did receive an order approving settlement on 1/13/20 that will be inserted here. Period. Notably, this incorporated damage to the prepatella bursa, but not the menisci or collateral ligaments. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Scratch that general appearance. In an extremely rough texture and calluses on his hands bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower. It was a well-healed 2¼-inch fading longitudinal scar about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Most of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. He was tender to palpation about the right knee, medial joint line, and lateral joint line, but not the prepatella bursa. Period. There was no tenderness of palpation on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 2/27/18. Timothy Dennison was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 1/13/20. Period. About a year ago, he experienced worsening of his knee symptoms. Period. After speaking with his attorney, he waited until 2022 to address the need for further treatment. Period. In paragraph 2, on examination, Mr. Dennison found there to be full, painless range of motion above the right knee, where there was no crepitus detected, although there was some on the left, likely indicative of underlying degenerative joint disease. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the right knee were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. Most notably, there was no tenderness palpation about the prepatella bursa area. Period. He did complain of numbness overlying the scar in that region. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise fluidly. Period. He could walk on his heels and toes without difficulty. Period. He stated last summer he did some hiking and felt increased soreness in the knee. Period. He has accommodated himself at work by generally avoiding kneeling. Period. Instead, he sits on a bucket and carries out his plumbing duties. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, I do not believe Mr. Dennison's right knee symptoms are coming from the prepatella injury sustained on 2/27/18. Period. Instead, he likely has some underlying degenerative joint disease and synovitis that is unrelated to that event. Period. He would be wise to continue walking for exercise on level ground. Period. Of course, biking and swimming are also healthy exercises for the knee. Period. He may need further medical attention to the knee unrelated to the subject event. Period. And that is the end.